Water, look. Oh, my God, look. Look. Maud Findlay. My name. Maud Findlay, New York. Oh, Walter. Walter, I'm a member of Congress. Oh, Walter, my name. Oh, Maud Findlay, New York. Walter, I can't believe it. I am actually a congresswoman. I, Maud Findlay, New York, am going to walk these hallowed halls that heard the footsteps of Sam Rayburn, Wayne Morse, Daniel Webster.
I gotta go to the men's room.
Thank you. Thank you, Walter. That was a valuable lesson you just taught me. Never share great moments in history with a man who has a weak bladder.
It's locked.
I guess my staff hasn't arrived yet.
I told you we should have taken a later flight like we were supposed to.
Look, Walter, you go ahead and do what you have to do. I just want to enjoy this magic moment in the life of Maud Findlay, New York.
Oh, sorry.
Excuse me. Could you give me a hand?
No, Walter, don't just stand there. Help the lady.
Sure.
Would you mind pulling off my slip?
Stand there, Walter. I'll give her a hand.
Thank you. I think it's the elastic. I've been trying to wiggle out of it, but it doesn't seem to work.
Well, it works for me.
Close your mouth, Walter. You do that very well.
Thanks to my early burlesque training.
Yeah, let me get that.
Goodness, that's better. It is the elastic. Darn that, Ronnie.
Ronnie?
Oh, that's my cat. He likes to claw at my underwear.
Don't fool with that one, Walter.
Thanks, Tiger. You've been a lifesaver. You too, Tiger.
Close your mouth, Walter.
Oh, Walter. Oh, look, the members' couch. Oh, the members' flags. The member's desk. What's this?
Oh, Walter, is this sweet? The member's bathroom.
Thank heaven.
Oh, no, Miss Penny, I'm sorry. See, there's kind of a sacred custom here in Washington. Nobody uses a member's bathroom except a member.
What?
Walter, it's a tradition.
There's a men's room right down the hall.
Congresswoman Findlay.
Hello, Tiger.
Maggie, I'm in conference with the member here. Just hang in there and I'll introduce you.
Oh, Sam, I already met the member out in the hall, but the member didn't know then that I am her legislative assistant.
Walter, close your mouth.
Here I am telling the new congresswoman how my cat chews on my underwear.
I'd like to meet your cat sometimes.
Speaking of cats, Walter, weren't you on your way to the sandbox?
He's cute.
He burps in his sleep.
Maggie, I'd like to continue my conference with the member in private.
Oh, I just want to tell the member that I handled the reporters at the airport.
Were they very upset?
Well, not anymore. I bought them all a drink, and then I gave them a personal statement from you.
You gave them a personal statement from me?
Personally.
Listen, Maggie, I absolutely forbid you to make any more statements for me.
Look, I only do it to protect you.
Protect me? From whom?
From you. One dumb statement and they will tear you apart in this town.
Look, I assure you, as long as I am in Congress, I will
this town.
Look, I assure you, as long as I am in Congress, I will never make a dumb statement.
You just did.
The nerve of that woman.
Miss Finley, we ought to take care of some business right now. Aretha?
About time.
This here is your press secretary.
How exciting. I have a black press secretary.
Only half black, honey. My father was Italian.
And she's Catholic and a woman. I mean, we practically fill our entire quota for minorities in this one little gal. Right? Besides that, she's good.
Half black and half Italian. What's your name, dear?
Aretha Balducci. you want to come by for dinner tonight? I'm fixing ham hocks Alfredo.
Miss Finley, I guess I ought to fill you in on what's coming up. We got a bill coming out of committee on Wednesday. It's one of the bills that Congresswoman McElhaney supported. It provides government money for women's shelters. If you could push this bill through, it'd be a real feather in your cap.
Yes, I know about that bill, and I do feel it's very important.
Yeah, I think I got the last two votes we needed yesterday.
And we'd like to get a press release out on it today.
Oh, great. Great! Now I'm finally beginning to feel like a congresswoman. Come on, let's roll up our sleeves. What do I do first?
Those two votes belong to a couple of good old boys, you know, from down south.
Right. Now, what do I have to do?
Well, for the next 3 days, don't say anything nice about black people.
You agree with him?
What do I know? I'm Italian.
Wait a minute. Sam, listen, you might as well get this straight. I will not be pushed around.
Well, I'd take the rest of the afternoon off to get settled. Now, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, I've got you appearing before the Black Caucus. Don't wear any furs or jewelry because they're into poverty.
Now, wait a minute, don't you tell me what I can and cannot wear.
Now, you listen here, Slick. I'm running things here. Me with that stuff. You didn't come to the HR 493.
No, you didn't come. Quiet. My first telephone call. Congresswoman Maud Findlay, New York.
Mrs. Findlay, this is Jimmy Carter.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
I want to welcome you to Washington, Maud, and I want you to know that Rosa and I are planning on having you over to the White House for dinner real soon. Mrs. Findlay?
Oh, yes?
Well, how does that appeal to you?
What are you kids doing tonight?
Noah, tonight's bad. You see, Bert's in town. But I'll tell you, we'll do it real soon, here? Bye now.
The president.
Yeah, he'll bug you from time to time. Miss Finley, I'm gonna go out there and get the rest of your staff together, you know, so that you can welcome him in your own words, you know. These are the words.
Let me see that. Oh, you can't say that.
Get that back to me. I don't need advice from an ex-stripper.
Stripper? I've never been a stripper. I learned that routine that I did at a musical in college. I got my law degree at Georgetown University.
All right, so you have a degree in law. That doesn't mean that you can tell me what to do. I'm a congresswoman. I was just on the telephone with the President of the United States. When were you last on the telephone with the President of the United States?
5 minutes ago.
Oh, you lawyers, you lie about everything.
I don't lie. I am not an elected official.
You come off it, Gallagher. What would you be doing on the telephone with the President of the United States?
I called him to remind him that you arrived today and that it might be nice if he called you. I thought it might make you feel important.
Oh. Well, you succeeded. I do feel important. I feel important enough to pick my own legislative assistant.
I'm sorry. I told the President I would be staying on. It made him feel better.
You told the President that you would be staying on my staff?
Yes.
You're fired!
Now, is everybody from staff here? Good. All right, I think y'all gonna like the new member. She's a little wet behind the ears, but nothing's really changed. You still take your orders from me. Oh, Congresswoman Finnis, anything you'd like to say?
You're fat!
Oh,
sake, Walter.
Hey, look at this. Maud, we're home. Our first home in Washington. Imagine. We're going to be living in Irene McElhaney's apartment. The same place where she dreamed her dreams of making this a better America. This is the place where she fought for the same ideals you'll be fighting for, Maud. Oh, wow, what a view. Maud, come look out the window. Oh, you can see the Capitol, the White House, and the Washington Monument. Oh, Maud, it's the first time I'm feeling the same thrill that you feel about Washington.
Washington sucks nickels, Walter.
Well, I know that this day has been a little disappointing.
A little disappointing? Everybody on my staff has told me what to do, when to do it, how to do it. They push me around. They treat me like I'm a yokel from some hick town. Walter, I am the congresswoman from Tuckahoe.
I know this has been a very tough day. Forget it. We're home now. They can't get to you here.
You're right, Walter. You're right. This is my haven. I can relax here. Now I feel like a congresswoman. Nobody can tell me what to do in my own home.
Oh, are you Congresswoman Finley?
Why, yes, I am.
Do you do that at home? Get your feet off the table.
Would I appear rude if I were to ask who you are?
Pinky Nolan, the housekeeper, here.
What's this?
That's the menu for your dinner party tomorrow night.
Oh, I didn't invite anyone for dinner tomorrow night.
I did. Here's your guest list.
Listen, I have had it with people telling me what to do. This happens to be my house. When I want to give a dinner party, I will give a dinner party. I will invite the guests to my dinner party. And I will give you a menu to be prepared for my guests at my dinner parties. Is that clear?
You're out of line, Finley.
I'm tired of people who work for me telling me what to do. That's why I absolutely will not have Maggie Gallagher on my staff.
You fired Maggie Gallagher?
That's right.
Dumb, Finley. Maggie Gallagher is the best assistant in this town. Now get on the phone, call O'Brien's bar, ask for Dugan the bartender, and he'll call Gallagher.
I am not going to call O'Brien's to get Dugan to call Gallagher, Nolan. Why do I have the feeling I'm in a John Wayne movie? I am a congresswoman of the United States of America, representing 800,000 people from the great state of New York.
Big deal.
I don't believe the people in this town. Treating you like you're a hick.
Oh, Walter, I don't know anything about being a congresswoman. I'm a babe in the woods. Everybody on my staff knows more than I do. I'm scared, Walter. I'm alone and scared.
Honey, you're forgetting you got me.
Alone and scared.
Hey there, Maud, Walter.
You know, Sam, it is just simple courtesy to ring a doorbell.
You don't ring a doorbell this time of day because Pinky's usually taking her nap.
What is that woman of Irish descent doing in my house?
Ma'am, I do the hiring and the firing in your office, and I hired her back because she's good.
Yes, and I know what she's good at.
Ma'am, I mean it. Now, this little girl is the best in the business. Believe me, that comes from my heart, because I don't even like her.
Thank you, Sam, and I don't like you either.
I can't possibly rehire you. I mean, what to do about Walter? I have a 55-year-old husband with runaway hormones. Walter, close your mouth.
Well, you don't have to fire her because of me. You know you're the only woman in my life. Sort of.
Walter, give me a break. Go in the kitchen.
You think Pinky will let me in?
Pinky, let the man in.
Thanks, Sam.
Mrs. Finley, I'm not going to beg for my job back, but I think you ought to know what it is that I do for you. I brief you before every meeting. I write bills for you to introduce on the floor. I can tell you anything you have to know about any other bill coming out of that Congress. I am good. I'm damn good. And I can protect you from the ruthless political animals in this town, the worst of whom, Sam.
Oh, now, Maggie, don't you go buttering me up.
I mean, if Sam is just a political animal, then why do I need him?
Because he's good. He's damn good.
That's my job, Finley.
Then what the hell is my job?
We're working on it, ma'am.
Good afternoon. This is the residence of Congresswoman Maud Finley. Ah, Congressman Banks. Hi, Larry, you old carpetbagger. Yeah, she's here. It's the Honorable Lawrence J. Banks, chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus. He'd like to know the topic of your address Wednesday morning.
Mrs. Finley, no.
Congressman Banks, I just want you to know how very honored I am to be addressing your caucus tomorrow morning.
Congresswoman.
Just a moment, please.
Remember, if you say anything nice about blacks, you'll kill that bill.
Do you honestly think that I would sell out my principles just to get the votes of a couple of bigots?
If that's the only way to get money for those poor battered women's shelters, yes. That's the way things work in Washington.
Congressman, I'm not going to be speaking on the obvious aspects of the black dilemma. I thought I'd like to, you know, go for something more hard-hitting. My topic is going to be, should we protect American manufacturers by levying a heavier tariff on Japanese skateboards?
All right.
Why, thank you. He says I learn quick.
You do.
I'll drink to that, Slick.
Don't you start trying to butter me up, Sam. Listen, why don't the three of us give it a try, huh? All I ask is that you include me in the process.
You got yourself a deal. When you're ready. You know something, Slick? She picks up politics quicker than a pig picks up a turnip. This little sucker's gonna make it.
You know, I think I'm gonna like him. You, I'm not so sure of.
You don't have to like me. I was here to do a job for Congresswoman McElhaney because I believed in what she stood for. And I believe that you can be the same kind of congresswoman. I'll work as hard for you as I did for Irene McElhaney. Even if it kills you.
I'm really not sure about you.
Why? Because I'm a little intimidating? Because I speak my mind? Because I'm tall?
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, my God. You're me.
Ah. I am you 25 years ago. 5 years ago.
I think it might be closer to 23 years ago.
I'll buy that.
And you're smart, like me.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just bothered by the thought of coming to the office every day and seeing a young Maud Findlay.
You think it's a celebration for me to come in every day and see an old Maggie Gallagher?
Could we make that a mature Maggie Gallagher?
Maud, you should see what Pinky's cooking for dinner. Roast chicken with stuffing, homemade biscuits, candied yams, and apple pie. That's really something when you consider she has to stand on a chair to reach the oven.
Well, Finley, did you get the smarts and hire Maggie back?
Yes.
Good. You're staying for dinner, Maggie.
Thanks, Pinky.
It's like standing in a redwood forest.
You know, Walter, not only do I have a wonderful new assistant, I think I have a wonderful new friend. It's like looking at myself 23 years... Oh, what the hell? 25 years old. Isn't that wonderful, Walter? Close your mouth. Now listen, I'll tell you what. I think tomorrow...